Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Has your industry been blamed for something that it may or may not be responsible for? Radio has.
Oh, a
and I thought
times.
We'd enjoy taking a trip back in time to see the things that radio has been the cause of, allegedly.
Can it be and a guessing true. Game?
I don't think it can.
I know one of them. It's got to be. Should
Go
I
ahead.
Say it? Okay. One of them has to be War of the Worlds and the panic it caused. And I don't know if the suicides that they. I don't know if that's urban legend
think,
at this point.
I think it's
urban
legend. It got blown out of proportion.
Yeah.
I mean, it might have happened with one or two people.
I listened to a Radio Lab about that. The impact of War of the Worlds was not nationwide like people thought. It was much smaller. Like, it has been exaggerated over the years.
Mm-hmm.
There were people freaked out by it. War of the Worlds was a broadcast that made it seem like aliens were invading.
Yeah.
And it was felt like breaking news.
And it was at a time where we legitimately didn't know if there was life on Mars or anything.
Right.
It was just too early for that. So, yeah, it was believable to people. It was well acted. It sounds silly now, but.
Probably. But, he did it as an actual newscast.
It sounded,
a mockucast.
It sounded authentic.
This one, I only know it's May 4th. It doesn't say the year, but it's obviously a long time ago. Radio blamed for loud talking Americans.
Oh.
Americans are acquiring super announcer voices, in the opinion of Professor Harry Overstreet, a psychologist at the College of the City of New York. Their loudness, the result of trying to converse while the radio is on.
Okay, so not people starting to talk like a radio announcer, but people just being loud because now there's more noise in the world.
Because they're trying to talk over the din of the radio.
Within that article, it said, biology and psychology teach that the human body is dual, being half man and half woman. It says, Ms. Strakow set down in her exposition of her theory, the cause of this metamorphosis in modern young men and women is etheric disturbance brought about by the ever-strengthening wireless currents. Acting upon the electric forces of the human body, this draws up the subconscious qualities. In women, these are male. Hence, women cuts their hair, smoke, wear low heels, strides, earn her bread
sexist.
As a matter of course,
oh.
takes to athletics and cusses.
How?
Men resort to Oxford trousers and curl their hair like dandies.
So radio started making everyone androgynous?
That's what I'm telling you.
Whoever.
My God, we got blamed for that? Oh, that's amazing. I haven't heard that one before. That's amazing.
We're going to be a society.
Brow is very furrowed.
Yeah, my Botox is running out. But
that's
I mean,
all. I thought you were feeling emotions for the first time.
No, I don't know how we got where we're at right now. I feel like we really made a jump.
Because people want to blame this guy or woman or whoever.
Well, the mistake
wrote
I made was it looked like, because of the way it's written, that was the same article, separate articles. So they just didn't have the headline on the second one. So the first one, loud voices. Second
oh.
one.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, that was confusing.
I was like, dang.
That's not, but no. So the second one was,
but
she blamed
so.
Radio for men becoming too much like women and women becoming too much like men.
Because of the, apparently, the hormones that were being broadcast through
so yeah,
radio waves.
Just the waves going through the air are going to turn us into,
it makes men
flat-genitaled.
It's making men effeminate and women masculine. Radio.
Well, another time, Charleston, West Virginia, headline, radio blamed for drought.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Coal operator and Baron D. Hill, O.D. Hill of Candelia, West Virginia, blames radio broadcasting for the heat and drought that holds the nation in its grip. He said today he had written to President Hoover and the Department of Commerce requesting that all radio stations be closed for 60 days to demonstrate whether or not radioactivity is responsible for the drought.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
In England, nearly the exact same time, within a year, radio blamed for rainfall. Residents of small English town signed petition asking suspension for 1 month.
Well,
also to sea, clearly, yeah.
They were probably taking our rain and sending it over to them.
Yeah, it's either exciting the clouds or dissipating them. I mean, who knows?
A couple years later, pesky radio blamed for spotted skin. Radio already has been made the scapegoat for severe changes of climate and floods, but never was it accused until a few days ago of causing a person's face and body to acquire large blue splotches. In a letter received last week by the Pacific Radio Trades Association, an elderly San Francisco woman makes the accusation and demands she be paid for damages for the change to her skin. Her appearance, she declares, is terrible, and she knows it was radio because she just recently purchased one.
Oh, well, there you have it.
It's science.
She did it.
She purchased it for her office and her nonstick factory that she works in.
Right.
Teflon. Woo!
The ghost of Antagonish. I don't know what that is.
It conjured something?
Edward J. O'Brien, scientist and author, declared today that the ghost of Antagonish was in reality the product of electrical energy. After months of investigation in the Nova Scotia County, where he lectured at the St. Francis Xavier College, where the ghost stories first came from, Antagonish, Mr. O'Brien said he found that wireless currents between two great radio stations in Wellsfeld, Massachusetts, and Glace Bay, Nova Scotia, ran through the valley at Caledonia Mills, where stands the home of Alex MacDonald, the scene of the eerie events. The MacDonalds will have to forego their life.
So, like a Slenderman type of story came about in a valley, and they found that three radio signals converged there.
So it must be that.
Yeah.
So it's conjuring things, and it wrecked that person's life and family.
Okay, now this one, if you look at just the headline, you're going to be able to agree in today's world on some level.
All right.
Wireless causes laziness, says Cyril Scott. Yeah, well, that's true. And that's why I ordered DoorDash. I can get it. What, this wireless device? Yeah, sure. Okay, don't have to cook, don't have to leave. Great.
I don't have to get off my couch. I mean.
Yeah.
The article says at one time music was an art. It has now become a vice. Mr. Cyril Scott, the well-known composer, in apologizing for his absence from a discussion today on the influence of wireless and the gramophone on our musical life.
He would have loved radio if anyone wanted him on it.
Right.
That's the problem.
Yeah, that goes into a whole subsect of all the things. We could do a whole thing, also a list of things jazz music was blamed for.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's a hilarious, that's a crazy list. But that's mostly because black people liked it. So, you know, they really found neat ways to demonize it.
Oh, yeah. Radio blamed for library decrease. Hamilton, Ontario. People are listening in on the radio and deserting the libraries. Earl W. Browning, librarian, told the members of the library board here yesterday. So he's basically saying, hey, it's not my fault. Nobody's coming in anymore.
Yeah, they're all listening to The Shadow. They're all listening to The Lone Ranger.
Yeah, we don't.
What the hell am I supposed to do?
We don't have to read our stories anymore.
Other things radio was blamed for. English pigeon fanciers are blaming wireless waves from radio for the loss of their valuable birds. Lord DeWar, who owns some of the finest racing pigeons in the country, has lost about 30 birds this season. And one of his assistants on his Grinstead estate said recently that it was believed they had lost their way because of the disturbing atmospheric conditions of radio waves.
Oh, they can't home anymore.
That's what he was saying. Everybody agrees the bird brains use electricity, and that is what is happening. Everyone agrees, he says.
Everyone agrees.
There was a decline in studying because of radio. Radio's distracting influences on school pupils. Probably. I mean, any sort of mass media is going to do that, so yeah. I'm in on that one.
Any type of outside stimulation.
Radio blamed for taking zest out of campaign. Declared to have deprived orators of their fireworks, converted audiences into content and disinterested stay-at-homes. So they couldn't get people to come out to, like, train rallies and stuff.
To go to rallies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was some guy, some soapbox salesman. That's what they call it, right? Like, standing on a soapbox to scream at people in a park. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That guy was so pissed.
Okay, this one is my favorite. What industry was hurt most by radio?
I mean,
town crying.
Oh,
town crier, not what it used to be.
Yeah,
radio blamed. Now, the town crier, for those who may not know, is the person who would walk through the street, in my mind, always with the bell, shouting the day's information.
Into the town square.
Yes.
You see, people used to go to the town square.
That sounds like a great idea.
To get their news.
That'd be a great name for a company.
And a good story.
Yeah. But that, you know, they were narrowcasting.
Mm-hmm.
They were.
Now we're broadcasting.
Town squares always looked so dirty and gross in old photos. I'm glad we killed the industry of town crying.
And even by then, there were newspapers and things. I mean, were there a lot of people running around in little town areas going, ah, their pigeons didn't come home today?
Most people couldn't like, read.
Probably.
Yeah, maybe, but still.
Or afford the paper. They could afford free noises out of the mouth of a crier.
My budget is free noises. Yeah. That's what it is.
I want more free noises.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.